Hey everyone, I'm Diego. Today I had the opportunity to sit down with Hannah Bowen with You Career Success and Cameron Valkian and Callie Shenneman from the Inspire podcast to talk about the upcoming fashion show, Fashioning Your Future, being hosted by You Career Success. We had a discussion around the vision behind the fashion show, feeling comfortable while dressing professional, and our free career closet. Welcome to Hey You. So just getting into it, Hannah, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Hannah Bowen. I work here at You Career Success. I'm on the internal marketing and events team. I specifically help manage our intern student team that's over our Hey You podcast, the graphic design and marketing and social media. I also help manage our career closet, and I've been here with this department for about a year and a half now.
I'm Diego. I help run the Hey You podcast and do marketing here. I'll be in the fashion show this upcoming week.
And hi there, I'm Cameron Vakilian. I work over in the College of Humanities as Director of Advising, Outreach, and Experiential Learning. I'm also host and creator of the Inspire podcast, which we have collaborated with the Hey You podcast, so super exciting there, and happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Callie Shenneman. I'm Cameron's intern for the Inspire podcast. I'm a student, and I am a communications major now.
We've partnered here to highlight this upcoming event that we have. It's awesome that we're able to invite students out to express themselves through fashion, highlight many leaders in our community, in the business school, and just in general, who have help students across. So Hannah, can you just speak on that vision a little bit more and what your purpose was with starting this event?
Definitely. So when I first started here with You Career Success, we had the career closet that was previously started by Austin Hendrickson, who's over with the Eccles School of Business. He runs a lot of student programming over there. And I was able to take it over. There wasn't really somebody specifically over it. We have a few interns that help out. But our career closet here at You Career Success is fully donation based. So we get a lot of community members that will donate clothing, a lot of staff and faculty and students from around the U. And then when clothing donations come in, we have our student interns sort through those, make sure things, you know, are looking nice. And then any excess that we have, we try to redonate back into the community. So a lot of times we'll take extra clothes to the basic needs closet or the In a Pinch closet collective that they have over with the Eccles School. And so it's been super fun and rewarding to see how often people will come donate things or huge batches of clothes that they'll bring in that we can then give back into the student community. So when I had first started, they said like, oh, we've wanted to kind of like do the fashion show, but it was sort of up in the air. I love to express myself through clothing. I love finding fun things. I love helping other people feel super confident with what they're wearing. So it was super fun to be able to sort of take this over and head it up. And it's been in the works for quite some time now. We initially were going to try and add it in with our career fest week, and then everything got busy. So we've now combined it in with our Career Impact Awards that we're hosting, which highlight a lot of our campus partners, our employer partners, and students that have had really great internship experiences. And then we get to do this super fun fashion show, which we've pared down, so it'll be three separate collections that'll be highlighting different looks that students can rent out for any professional or networking uses while they're here on campus.
One thing I really appreciate about the Career Clause is it's not just professional. I've used it a ton for interviews, but there's a lot more that it can help students with. So if you have an example where students can take the career clause in whatever aspect beyond their professional career.
Well, I think that it is so great that there is a career closet that is available for students, because I think one of the fears that students have is, what do I wear to something? And yet that's a question that can be answered in so many ways, because career success, thinking about your future, and it's all about how you take it seriously and taking your profession seriously. But it doesn't mean that there are rules to exactly what a professional look has to be. I think there's certain traditions that have been in place for years and some things that we expect out of professional clothing, which that's where this anxiety gets relieved, right? Is that there is a closet of options for students to wear if they just don't know what to do or if they need help with picking out certain clothes. But at the end of the day, it's really about what you want. It's about how you express yourself professionally.
Well, and I think it's great too with the career closet is, yeah, you can use it if you have an interview or if you're going to one of our many career fairs that we offer here at the U, but you can also use it if you're taking a professional headshot here at U Career Success. Like, you can go in, grab a nice blazer or a shirt if you don't have something ready to go. You can use it, you know, if you're going to like maybe a scholarship luncheon. We've had a lot of students come in where they needed something a little bit nicer than what they were wearing for class. And so they're able to come in, check out, you know, something fun, and then head to their scholarship lunch. And so there's so many uses beyond just interviewing or networking, kind of like what you were saying. And I think it's also great, like, we've had some students come in, they're doing like graduation photos, and they, you know, needed a dress or something to throw under their cap and gown for pictures. So lots of fun things you can do with the closet, and it's such a great free resource to all students on campus.
Cameron touched on this, but being able to express yourself using it, I know that's something I've used, where you want to go to career fair and you want to look professional, but you also want to show who you are as a person. So there's just a ton of great stuff there. I know friends who wear nice suits, but then they also wear their nice sneakers that they have, their Jordans, and just trying to express themselves outside of what that set idea of professionalism. So I think that's super awesome that as students we have that opportunity to express ourselves outside those confines.
Yeah, that's what I love about this stuff. It's just so great when you can wear what is professional looking, but is still you, is still true to who you are. For example, I'm a very colorful person. Everybody kind of knows that about me. I love brighter colors. I love to express myself that way in just a bright presence. And that oftentimes might not be what people think of when they think of professional. They think black, neutral colors, whatever. But if it's true to me and what I want to wear, as long as I feel like I am comfortable, I feel like I am dressing in a way that is representing myself professionally, that's what matters. And so that's part of why I think the career closet is so great, is because there's so many options. So if students are still kind of figuring out, how do I express myself professionally, they have plenty of options to sift through and get a sense of that. And they can start to realize, oh, there's not just one way to look when it comes to professional wear. Or do I want to look this way for the interview, but maybe for a networking event, I want to look this way. You know, we can help with stuff like that in the career closet. I believe there's actually fashion consultants as well in the career closet, right? That can even help students have taken on that role.
Yeah, we're working on fully implementing that, but I've even stepped in. If students are in there looking for something, if I had no holds barred, I would 100% be a stylist at Vogue for something super fun. And so I love going in when students are in there and looking for stuff and helping them pull looks. And even for this fashion show, that has been so much fun for me, as I've had students come in for fittings and finding things and making sure that you guys are invested in what you're wearing. So it's really rewarding to see when students feel super confident and they leave like ready to go and like crush their interview or whatever the situation is. And like with what Cameron was saying, I think we've evolved professionalism quite a bit since 90s, early 2000s, where when you think corporate or professional, you think just a black suit or a navy blue suit or whatever the case may be. And I'm also someone who loves color. I think if you've met me for 10 seconds, you typically can figure that out. And my entire desk looks like Barbie's dream house kind of exploded on it. But I love expressing myself with color, and I love working in a department here at the U where every single day somebody will be like, oh my gosh, love that outfit, or you've got such a great fit on today. It's really fun to be surrounded by people who support that. I can express myself in a way that's still very professional and on brand with what we're trying to do and communicate here, but I can still be fun and I can still be me.
And that confidence piece that you're talking about is so important. When you put on clothes that you feel really good about, and then you go to something like an interview or an event, that makes the difference when you feel good about what you're wearing. If you have somebody also help you with that, but if you don't know yourself which direction to go, it can make the world of difference when you are going out to these events and you're presenting yourself in that way by just feeling better about what you wear. That's what fashion does, and that's why I love the fashion world, is because it's about building confidence. It makes you feel good.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah.
I know. Just going to career fair, sometimes I'll come in and I'm not feeling too good about what I'm wearing. And then with some of the help, I usually go to some of the girls in our office because they know way more than I do. Hannah, you've helped me out. Sometimes I'll come by, Hannah, does this look good? But getting clothes that feels good and then going to career fairs, I see myself being a lot more confident and knowing that when I go out there, I look good. And because I look good, I can feel good and making sure that employers see the best image of me. And that being a marketing student, it's all about branding and being intentional with how other people view you. So focusing on that, like making sure, yeah, I have professional branding, but it's me too. I'm sure, Callie, you've had experiences like that too, whether it's business scholars or something, making sure that you look professional, but also just expressing yourself too.
Totally. I love in the closet, they have the photo cards or inspirational quotes on the wall. I think it totally does start in the career closet. As soon as you step in there, you see the quotes everywhere, you feel it, you can repeat it back to yourself like as you're trying on the clothes, and I just love the feeling of walking in there.
Yeah, that was a super fun project from after we'd merged offices for our grand reopening. We had employers and community members, students, faculty, staff, all write inspirational statements for students, and as I was reading them to put them up on the wall, I literally teared up a little bit because they were so inspiring and truly. As a student here at the U, you have so many people rooting for you and wanting you to be successful. And so I think it's really fun to see that in like a very visual way as you're picking out like an outfit for an interview. These people want you to succeed and they want you to present your best self and do the best you can.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times where I've walked in there, I'm like, oh yeah, I do look good. I am dressed for success. So that's awesome. Totally. But Hannah, can you speak a little bit more on how people in the community can donate clothes to our closet?
100%. Again, fully donation-based closet. So one thing you can do, you can literally come in to U Career Success, GARF 1300 here at the U, our regular hours, 9 to 5, and drop off clothes. We're happy to get you like a donation receipt so it can be tax deductible if you have a lot of stuff that you're donating. Oftentimes we'll have people kind of do a closet clean out and they bring all of their old suits they haven't worn in a while or maybe don't fit anymore. One thing that I've been super inspired by since we've opened this up fully campus-wide for all students, and something I try to be very cognizant of, is just making sure it's as inclusive as possible. So one thing, we have a large community of LGBTQIA+ students here at the U, and so at the LGBT Resource Center here on campus, they actually will rent out like binders and tape and gender-affirming items that you can use if you need those underneath your clothing. So we can get you connected with them if you need any of those items here on campus, because I know those can get super expensive very quickly, especially when you're trying to get, you know, like business professional clothes or prepping for an interview or whatever the case may be. So with donations, I'll make sure that we put all of my contact info in the description for this episode, and I would love for people to reach out if you maybe work with a clothing company that gets excess donations or inventory, or if you're just someone who's doing a quick closet clean out and you want to recontribute to the community, we would love to take all of those excess clothes from you.
Definitely. I need new clothes to try on when I go to Career Fair, so please donate more for students like me.
I know I've been asking my friends to come donate their clothes. Yes. I know they have a lot to donate. I'm like, y'all, I know you're not using some of these clothes anymore, or tried it on once and it didn't fit and you didn't Amazon return that, so I know for a fact you have some new stuff.
Bring
that
it
you
to can you for success. One great thing, if you're listening to this before April 17th from 5 to 7, which is our fashion show day, we are asking in lieu of an entry fee that you bring an article of gently used clothing to donate, or multiple. So if you're coming to the fashion and award show, bring those. We'll take them off your hands and get those sorted for you.
Well, just to end it, do you have any parting words that you'd all like to share just about dressing and fashion show?
Yeah, it's been so impactful for me watching students like walk out with confidence. And it made me realize, like, I remember being an undergrad and I was like super shy, very introverted. I didn't like dressing super loudly because I didn't want to bring attention to myself. I've grown up, matured, gone through more of my career path. I've gotten a lot more confident. And I wish I could tell students that are actively in that process right now, just be you and the world will be opened up for you. Being yourself is the best thing you can do. So I hope that as students come into the Career Closet and as we get more and more people involved with it and seeing what it can do, that they can feel super empowered and confident as they start their career journeys.
I love that you said just be you, because that truly is what it's about. And I'm excited about the fashion show coming up too, because I hope that shows just how much you can really be yourself. I know I'm going to be giving a tribute to early 2000s fashion with Legally Blonde, a little tribute to Elle Woods. It's going to be colorful. It's going to be wonderful. I will say, of course, it may seem like it's out there and it's a fun event, but that's kind of what the point is that it's your brand. We talked earlier about branding, right? And one of the things I find to be so unique to me and in my brand is I love all things from the past and this sort of retro, whatever you call it. I just love these period-based kind of looks that can still bring in some of the modern looks. So that's what I'm going to be doing at the fashion show, giving a little nod to Elle Woods going to Harvard Law in her professional wear. So I'm excited, and I just hope that everybody who comes to this fashion show knows that there are many resources available with the Career Closet and that you just gotta be yourself.
I love it. Clothing does bring so many people together. Me and Cameron bonded over clothes like all the time. I'd see his blazer, like, I love that blazer, and the next week, oh, I love your blazer. And I just really think it attracts the right people to you, or people who have similar interests in clothing or colors, and it's just a fun way to talk to people and connect with clothing.
This fashion show is just gonna be a great way for all of us to express this. So if you're listening, come out. If you want to see all four of us kill it on the walkway, you don't want to miss it. So make sure to come out. We want to thank Cameron and Kelly for coming out from Inspire to talk with us and joining us for the fashion show. So this has been a great opportunity.
I want to thank Hannah, Cameron, and Kelly for joining me to discuss professional fashion and the Career Closet. If you are looking to donate professional clothing to the Career Closet, reach out to Hannah Bowen for more information. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, follow, and share with your friends. This has been Hey You.